let's just go through misbehavior and the basic rules for identifying what kind of misbehavior you're dealing with and then picking the best tool. If you'll take out the handout that was the very last one I gave you the link to, those of you who listen to this as a recording later, this is the table that says misbehavior matching game. And what we're going to do is we're just going to review very quickly the five different types of misbehavior. All misbehavior will fit into one of these five types. So you don't have to know how to handle a gazillion different types of misbehavior. All you have to do is know how to solve these five kinds of misbehavior and know how to identify which category your particular situation fits in. So we're very quickly going to go through this, and you can maybe listen to this again, or actually we did an entire teleseminar on this. I believe it was April 2007. If you go to the archive page, parentstoolshop.com/HTML, all capital letters, /tele, T-E-L-E, archive, .htm. And that link is in all of your post-call resources. So you should be able to just click on that and go there. We did do a whole teleseminar. So if you want more information about this, you want to take this a little bit more slowly and digest this information if it's new for you, I encourage you to get that teleseminar archive package that has the recording, the handouts, and we can take it slower. Those of you who are graduates, this will be a good review for you. So let's go through. The five types of misbehavior are listed on the far left column of this table. There's two main kinds of misbehavior. One is unintentional. The unintentional, we call it, it's a parent problem, which all misbehavior is a parent problem. That involves unintentional misbehavior, we call that PU. It's unintentional if a child has not mastered the skills to behave properly in that situation. That's the simple definition that we're going to use for the purposes of this call, is that they're behaving this way because they haven't mastered a particular skill. And across, if you follow that first row across, the way you redirect that is that if they haven't mastered the skill, we teach them the skill. We don't always get quick fixes with PU misbehavior because there's that learning curve. It can take a while for them to master the skill. In the meantime, we still may need to discipline, and our definition of discipline is we may need to have some boundaries or structure or limitations that are in place while the child is learning the skills that we're teaching them. So in general, if we identify that one of the misbehavior, one of the bedtime problems is unintentional because they haven't mastered a skill, our approach is going to be to identify what skill they need and to teach that. And then we'll also talk about what discipline would be appropriate for that. The other four kinds of misbehavior are what we call on-purpose misbehavior. It's intentional. It's deliberate. Children have the skills for doing whatever it is we're asking them to do to behave. However, they're deliberately choosing not to due to one of four goals. And that's where you see it's parent problem, which all misbehavior is. On purpose is where we come up with the symbol PO. And so there's actually four goals, and you can see those listed there: attention, power, revenge, and giving up. Now, in the situation of bedtime hassles, none of the goals are for revenge or giving up. They all are for attention or power. So we're really only going to be looking at three different kinds of problems today: unintentional, on purpose for attention, and on purpose for power. So in general, let's go across and look at when it's attention-seeking behavior. You will know it's attention-seeking behavior and not power because your feelings when you see the behavior will be different. If children are misbehaving on purpose for attention, you're going to feel irritated, annoyed. You're going to feel like your personal space is being violated. If they're misbehaving for the purpose of power, you're going to feel like they're intentionally defying you and challenging your authority. And if as I described that, you can get in touch with how how your body feels, what your gut feels when I say that, that's the feeling that you want to use to determine what the child's goal is at the time. Because if you misidentify it, your response might not be chosen as appropriately. So if you are irritated, annoyed, you feel like your personal space is being violated, the goal is attention. The things that we want to avoid are giving negative attention. And negative attention can be things like nagging, reminding. All of those are still giving attention, but in a negative way. The other thing that we want to avoid is to just ignore the behavior, the negative behavior, without telling the child what positive behavior we want to see instead.